If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Welcome back to the pod, you guys. I feel good.
Yodi is on a specific energy this morning.
Yeah, I feel good. You know why?
Why?
Because the sun is shining right now, and I know as soon as we're done with this, I'm heading out.
Yeah, but we got shit to do.
I know. So, you know how I like to take a walk around the block first and then get back to work?
Yeah, that's true. After the pod, we got to just like take a second.
Yeah. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling, I'm not going to lie to you.
Don't lie. We don't lie on the pod.
I woke up on some stressed shit today.
I know, and I could see it. That's why I left you alone.
I woke up on, and lately, as soon as I go to bed and fall asleep thinking about the shit that I gotta do tomorrow, and I wake up immediately with the same thought of like running down the list of the things that I have to do today.
Because it's a lot of things.
I don't really like waking up that way.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a way around it.
But it used to not be like that also.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like the last few months for me have been on a daily. I'm just kind of waking up with the list in my head. I don't like that.
And you ever like woke up in the morning and then you feel like you just been thinking all night?
Yeah, we talk about that all the time.
It's sometimes. Like you wake up and then you're tired already.
Yeah, because I feel like while I was asleep, I was stressing over the shit that I got to do tomorrow.
That's
my brain like didn't stop thinking, even though I don't remember exactly what it was thinking about. I wake up without a mind that felt like was at rest.
Yeah. I know there's definitely someone out there listening to this and they know exactly how to fix that.
Yeah. You only got a fresh hairdo.
You didn't have to put me on the spot.
We are all thinking it.
I was just trying to come in here and just do what we do every week, but then
I mean it's not a big deal.
No, it's not a big deal. This is something that happens maybe every 3 months, I wanna say.
It should happen more often. Yeah. You always stretch out your hair for a little bit too long where I feel like you could have done
stretch out your hair. What do you mean by that? Because
like you stretch out the length of time that goes
to
by
get it done.
Without you getting your hair tightened, or what is it, retwisted. So then you have like this period of time where your hair could be like tighter, you know?
I get it. It was
like there's like a full month where you're like, oh, I don't like my hair, whatever, but you're not doing shit
about. But that's why I always wear like the headband.
Yeah, but there's a point to where it's kind of like not even the headband is not even doing it, you know?
It is. Anyways, I feel good today. I feel rejuvenated. I just had some candy earlier, so that usually gives me like a lot of... Is your mic not good yet?
Yeah, no, it's good.
Okay.
Today we are going to... Actually, wait, hold on. What's up? Welcome back to the What's the Juice podcast.
<What's up>?
My name is Alia Zaitza. I am one of your hosts.
And my name is Yoni Kota. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I thought...
All good.
Sometimes you say my name is Alia Zaitza, and sometimes you say my name is Alia Zaitza, your host.
It's obviously, okay. I'm sure people love it when you interrupt me.
Obviously. I think so.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, Yoni, get back at her.
I think so. And sometimes I do it on purpose. So if you ever see me interrupting Alia, it's me doing it on purpose to kind of like get some points back.
Oh my God.
From season one and two.
Okay, listen, I don't interrupt you on purpose.
No, I'm just
playing. Like, I'm not like, I'm not sure, giving a shit about what you're saying. No, 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 sometimes I just like to come in with it. You
sometimes
know?
You just like to, no, and it's good for the podcast.
I mean, people hate on me for it though.
That's true.
So just so you guys know, okay, I'm working on it.
You've been doing a lot better though.
I mean, yeah, compared to like
compared to season one. Yeah, season one or okay.
I mean, season one, you just weren't really like in the pod shit yet. No, you were figuring out how to be a podcaster.
Season one, I didn't even know how to talk. Yeah. Today is a podcast about our trip to Hudson, New York.
Yes,
and well, basically, what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you're down for that too, is take you guys, if you ever listen to the San Fran episode, right?
I don't know why the San Fran episode is so
the
like,
San Fran episode was 5 hours long.
Okay, not actually. It was like over 2 hours, okay. Which is wild.
Figure of speech, right? Like over 2 hours long. And we took you down the list of day one.
To day five? We were there for a few days.
Yes, but not even day one there. It was like day one leaving where we
and
were.
And we took you through like every single thing we did, which I don't know if we necessarily want to do that. I think I want to talk about like the highlights, the main points.
I want
to
do that. It's fine.
Okay, maybe we can do like a little bit of an in-between.
Because if I'm listening to a podcast, I would love that. Tell me what time you got an Uber to get to the airport.
Oh, shit. Okay. Well, we did go to Hudson. So basically this trip came about because it was kind of through my YouTube work. I got offered a complimentary stay at a home that's kind of like a luxury home that is like kind of like a hotel vibe, but in a vacation home setting. So it was super cool, great opportunity because we've never experienced any type of trip like this or a home or
I never experienced any type of luxury like that.
Exactly. So it's like anybody would say yes to that. Are you kidding me? You're just gonna let me stay here for a few days for free? Like that's amazing.
Yeah.
So all we had to do is obviously just find a way to like get there, and we had to take the train.
Yes, taking a train, and that's the first time we actually take the train in New York.
From New York, yeah.
From New York or in New York. I never took the train from here to anywhere, is what I'm saying.
That's what I just said, from New York.
Oh, okay. And and what train was it?
It was, I mean, we went to Penn Station.
Yes,
which Penn was really Station? Cool because it's, I feel like Penn Station is so like,
but
ooh,
I didn't
New
know
York.
How, I didn't realize how big Penn Station was.
Yeah.
Like I would only hear about it on in like movies, shows, but then actually just being there. So this is what happened, right? Just real quickly about the train station. We didn't know where our lane was, right?
Yeah, like where, what track our train was
going to
be
on. Yeah,
we
didn't know. So then we found out that it was downstairs and it was like gate G5 or something.
So what happened was when we got to the train station, it was kind of, I think we were like maybe 20 minutes before the departure. I think we were leaving at 3:20 and we got there at 3 or something. I don't know.
Yes.
And we get there and we look at the big screen to see what track we have to go to. And it, for our train, it said on time, but it didn't say a track number. So we were like, okay, it's probably like still updating. So let's go get some food.
Yeah, we had time to go get some food, just relax.
And then some food took like maybe 5 minutes. And then as soon as we got the food,
we got Evergreen, by the way.
No, we didn't. They don't have Evergreen here.
What did we get?
It's called Naya or something. It's like a Mediterranean.
Wait, where did we get Evergreen then?
In Seattle, where we're in the airport.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, the Penn Station looks like an airport. That's why I
got
confused.
Also the Penn Station, I think Penn Station is like kind of big, but the hall that we were in was like the Moynihan, something like that.
Moynihan, yeah.
And it was so nice. I've never seen a train station like that.
It looks like an airport.
It looks like an airport.
That's why I got confused with the food.
You're right. And by the time we got our food, which is like 5 minutes later, we saw that the track was track number 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then we couldn't find it. So we basically like walked in one direction to find it, to then realize that everybody had lined up and we ended up walking all the way back.
To where we were
to like, get our food.
Exactly. That was pretty frustrating. But, and the reason why, I mean, I didn't mind waiting at all.
In what? The lane? The line?
Yeah, in line. I didn't mind waiting. But the frustrating thing was once we finally got in the train, we couldn't sit together.
We were...
Because all the spots were taken.
Yeah. Well, Okay, one thing that bothers me is when, like, is it acceptable that when you board a train, which doesn't have assigned seats, you just sit wherever, mm-hmm. if you are a solo traveler and you find a seat with two, because it's like 2x2s, right?
Right.
If I'm a solo traveler and there's plenty of open seats, I'll go sit, obviously, by myself. I'm not going to sit next to another solo traveler.
Right.
I'm going to sit by myself. But then if I see a couple that clearly is together and they want to sit together, and there's so many single travelers that are just taking up a whole two seats, is it acceptable for me as a traveler with another person asking the solo traveler, hey, do you mind if we have these two seats together?
You can't do that.
Why?
You can't do that because they don't care about you.
But also, like, you're traveling by yourself. You don't need two seats to yourself.
No, but this is my travel experience. You don't know how they were looking forward to just being on a train. Like, being on a train is fun. Just because, oh, I want to sit next to my partner. Like, they're like, okay, you should have got in line earlier. That was our fault.
What's crazy is how did all these people, in 5 minutes, everybody saw that it was track five and everybody lined up.
I know, right? That line came out. It built like so fast because we didn't see it at first.
No.
Or maybe we just didn't pay attention to it.
But also, it didn't say that our train was track five. Oh, right. I don't understand how they knew that. Whatever. So we didn't sit together on the train.
Yeah, we did sit like next to each other, but there was just like the lane.
Yeah, we were on the aisle seat.
Yeah. And it was fine. I sat next to someone.
Yeah, it was whatever.
She was cool, but I really wanted to sit next to you. But I don't think you should ever ask anyone, hey, do you mind sitting next to this stranger? So automatically you want the person you're asking.
I mean, I'm going to sit next to her and I'm going to be a stranger to this person.
Yeah, I know, but
now that it's summer and we're out and about, I love smelling good. And Osea's Undaria Algae Body Oil smells just like summer in a bottle with all natural ingredients. Uplifting notes of mango, mandarin, grapefruit, lime, and cypress. This body oil is clinically proven to instantly improve your skin's elasticity and deeply moisturize. I'm seriously telling you, every time I use it, I get this post-vacation glow as if I just returned from a tropical getaway. I love knowing Osea is woman-founded and led skincare that is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate neutral certified. It's super rich but not greasy, which is very important to me, and it leaves my skin so glowy and toned. Get healthy and glowing skin for summer with clean vegan skin and body care from Osea. You can get 10% off of your first order site wide with code WTJ at oseamalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to oseamalibu.com and use code WTJ for 10% off. Skipping my morning routine can easily throw off the balance of my day-to-day because a girl needs her morning self-care time. And same goes for the sensitive vaginal microbiome, because did you know that 9 out of 10 women have unstable vaginal microbiomes? That's why Seed created VSO1 Vaginal Symbiotic to restore a healthy vaginal microbiome and sustain regulated pH levels. In the last few years, especially, I've been paying more and more attention to what I put in my body, and I need to remind myself that vaginal health is just as important as the rest of it. Day-to-day things like menstruation, exercise, diet, sex, and more can easily disrupt your microbiome. So it's really reassuring knowing VSO1 went through rigorous scientific testing and was found 10 times more effective than a leading oral probiotic. VSO1 is an ongoing system that maximizes efficacy with only 2 tablets per month. So it's super easy. Find your balance and get proactive with your vaginal care with VSO1 from Seed. Go to seed.com/WTJ and use code 25WTJ to get 25% off. That's 25% off VSO1 at seed.com/WTJ, code 25WTJ. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. When my work schedule is packed with work deadlines, in-person events, and social commitments, it's easy to let some priorities slip. Even though I know going to the gym is good for me, especially when I'm overwhelmed, it's hard to make time for it sometimes. But I would say when I'm starting to feel like my plate is too full, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. Therapy truly is so helpful for learning positive coping skills for when I get too overwhelmed, and I get to build up up my priorities. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's all online and designed to be the most convenient and flexible and work with your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And if you need to switch therapists, it's so easy and you can do it anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/WTJ today and get 10% off of your first month. That's betterhelp.com/WTJ.
She's sitting by the window usually. The person you're asking that, they're sitting by the window, they're enjoying the view. And now you're telling them to get up and go sit next to someone that they don't know and they won't be by the window. And it's just going to be like, I'm taking my experience away just to give you like a, just because you want to sit next to your partner. That doesn't make sense. I would never get up for someone like that. Unless it's like a kid and his mom.
Another thing too is that the person that was sitting next to me wasn't actually sitting there when we got there. They put their shit down.
Yeah.
On that chair.
Yeah.
And claimed that chair.
I mean, yeah, she went to the bathroom.
They went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I should have just moved her shit.
You should have just moved it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You don't do that. You're just potting right now. That's not true. You're just playing. So yeah, fun train ride. There's no food, obviously.
There's a cafe cart. They can go to, it's like in the middle of the train and you can go get food and stuff there.
Oh, you knew that?
Yeah. But it's probably not good.
Okay. Oh, this is what it was. We got food. We actually didn't finish the food in the train station. We ate the food on the train.
Yeah. I got it to eat it on the train.
Okay. For some reason, when you were telling the story, I was thinking that we ate it there, but we didn't, right? No. So I remember exactly what we got. It was a big ass bowl of like some chicken, hummus, salad. It was amazing, right?
Rice.
So yeah. I sit there. And I can smell the bag.
Okay? Wait, Yoni has this thing.
Hold on. Let me tell my side of the story. And then you can tell yours, right? I sit down next to this lady. She was very nice. And
I don't want to keep saying she was very nice. She was asleep the whole time.
No. She was cool. She was cool. Don't hate on her.
No, but you're saying it as if you talked to her.
Yeah, I know. I talked to her maybe like twice. So anyways, I sit down with my food. And then I can smell the food.
Our food. Okay.
Alia had her bag and I had mine, or maybe they were both on my side.
It was like a Mediterranean bowl. So yeah. It had a lot of like veggies, rice,
so
chicken.
I have a problem. Here's my problem, okay? I don't like being the person who eats food that smells very, very good, but also very strong.
I don't think that food smelled that strong.
Yes, it did. The whole train would have smelled like the food.
But the food wasn't like some pungent ass shit though.
Dang.
No, you're acting as if we were eating something that was super, I don't know, what's like a very kind of strong smelling food, but what we were eating truly wasn't.
No, to me
it was all like fresh. It was rice, it was hummus and a bunch of different things with vegetables and chicken.
That chicken had some good seasoning on it.
Okay, but what are you supposed to eat? Like water?
So anyways, I open it and then I just feel like, but it smelled really good. So I'm just like, whoever is smelling this is like, damn, whatever he's eating is fire. So anyways,
What do you expect?
I don't know why stuff like that bothers me. I never want to be on an airplane being the person who eats, what's the thing? Beef jerky?
Oh yeah, I get beef jerky on the train all the time.
All the time. So Ali doesn't care about that. She goes somewhere in a small, tight space, airplane or anything that there's strangers around, and she would just eat. And you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
I just don't understand, why do we expect people to eat shit that doesn't smell strong or doesn't smell like food, whatever it is?
I don't, because sometimes I have this like sense of I don't want to
disturb someone else through your smell.
Yeah. And I almost asked the lady next to me, I was about to say, do you mind if I eat? But then I thought to myself, like, that's kind of stupid. Like, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
And this is my food and it smells good and it's great. If you want some, I'll give you some.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, for some reason, really don't care about that. It's like, we're all here together, people with their stinky feet. And
stinky feet?
I mean, I'm just saying, it's like we're crammed in a tight space, whether it's a train is a little bit bigger, I would say. A plane is really like, you know, you have
you
to press
air. You made it sound like
air.
We're somewhere in the back of the bus.
But I'm just saying that I feel like I'm not gonna not get, if I'm craving like curry or something like,
oh my God,
very like strong smelling, but delicious, I'm not gonna not get that because, oh, I'm gonna be on a plane and I don't want people to smell my food. It's like, what?
Let us know if this is something that crosses your mind, because I think about that. It crosses my mind.
Every time. Yone doesn't let me get beef jerky on a plane, and I don't care.
Because then people looking at me like, damn, man, you couldn't hold it?
Hold what? We're on this train plane ride for like 6 hours.
I don't know the way... I don't know. This is how my brain thinks, okay? Mm-hmm. I think about that and you just don't.
Well, I'm going to let my kid eat whatever they want on the plane or the train.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you should always eat whatever you want, but I'm just saying this is something that crosses my mind. That's it. All right. Okay.
Anyways, so then the train ride was like 2 hours. It was nice. Very calming, really nice views.
You know what's crazy? There were so many mountains on the way to upstate New York. I didn't know mountains? That there were... Yeah. At least on my side. You didn't see any mountains?
I mean, I would call it more hills than mountains.
No. That shit was not a hill.
A hill?
A hill. It was not a hill.
It was hills, babe. Mountains are like tall.
Yeah, that shit was tall, babe. Okay. That's a really big hill then. Why are you laughing? Am I saying it right?
No, I think it's just funny. It was really
beautiful views. And then
yeah, it was really relaxing. I feel like it makes me want to take the train other places too.
Yeah, me too. I want to take the train down to Philly. I want to go to DC. I want to go down to like as far south as I can, really.
With the train?
I think trains are like the safest way to travel.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. They're statistically the
safer than airplanes.
I feel like they might be better for the environment than
exactly.
A plane.
So
but it takes a while.
I like it. It's fine.
But at the same time, there's so much to do.
I had enough space.
Yeah, the leg space is different.
Leg space
is
nice.
If you go, we should try to take a train that's far enough where you have to like be in a sleeping car. Like a sleeper train?
Oh my God, I would love that. Because there's no turbulence on the train.
It jiggles.
It jiggles
a little bit.
The train jiggles?
Yeah. Sound like
anyways,
smooth.
It's nice. And then obviously I had my headphones all charged up. I was listening to whatever I was listening to. I was trying to do some work, but I don't think I got anything done.
The first time, I feel like on the way back.
Because by the time I was ready to start doing some work after eating and all that, we were almost there.
Yeah.
It was like 20 minutes left.
And then we arrived. And as obviously we took the train because we don't have a car in New York. Because why? We don't need one.
Yeah.
And we didn't know much about Hudson, what it was like. I Googled, I did a little bit of research that it's a small town, whatever. But I didn't realize how small. And also, basically, when I got offered this home to stay at this home, there's like, it's a really cool, you know, website, and they have a lot of guidance on like what to do, how to get there, blah, 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 all these things. Mm-hmm. And based on like what they said, they made it seem as if taxis and just traveling there, even though they don't have Uber or Lyft or any of those things, mm-hmm. taxis are available for you to travel around the city with.
It seemed like that.
Yeah, it said that.
It's okay.
It said that, like it presented that as like it's an option if you need. So the first thing, so me knowing that knowledge, I was like, okay, so I planned our little itinerary. As soon as we get off the train, there was a little wine shop.
As you guys know, Alia is the planner, and I just kind of show up for the vibes.
Yes. So there was this cute little wine shop, really good. It's called Grapefruit Wines, if you guys are ever in, they have a really cool selection. Mm-hmm. So we walk in there with our little luggage and bags and stuff. We grab 2 bottles of wine to have with us. We're there for 3 days.
Yeah, and we had one bag, just to give people context. We had one bag, and then I had like my camera bag.
We had one carry-on.
One carry-on.
And then we each had a bag.
Yeah. And the WTJ tote.
Okay.
Maybe we didn't bring that one.
What?
We didn't bring the WTJ tote.
No, we
right?
didn't. You just wanted to add that in there.
I don't know. I feel like everyone should have one.
And then on my little map, it said that the groceries, there was a gourmet grocery store 5 minute walk
away. Can you define gourmet for people who might not know what that means?
Gourmet? I feel like that's in many languages the same word.
Okay, fine.
Gourmet?
Okay, don't get mad at me if you don't know what that is.
Gourmet, like how do you translate that? Super yummy. Artisanal, made in-house, you know, like just more expensive and better quality. It wasn't like Costco, you know?
Yeah.
So it said it's 5 minutes away, but as we're walking towards after we grab our wine, we're, you know, carrying our bags, got our carry-on, and we realize like this really is not the country, but it's like a town. It's a very, very small town.
It's like a village.
Sure.
It's like a spread out village.
Yeah.
Like each house has like a mile between.
And there's just kind of randomness in between it. In between things. Like when we were walking towards the grocery store. Yeah. So it kind of looked funny because if you drove by us, you would think to yourself, damn, these people just like hop off the train, but they ain't got... Because you need a car to be there. Yeah.
So we walked from the wine store to the grocery store.
Yes.
That walk was the most random walk I ever had in my
life. That's what I'm saying. Because, it seemed like people shouldn't walk here.
Yeah. If you drove by us, it really looked like we just got dropped off and we don't know where to go. We had a carry-on with us too. It's like...
It just looks... Something's off.
Yeah. And you can tell we're not from there. 100%.
So anyways, we end up finding the grocery store. We ended up having to like take some back stairs up on this hill. It was random.
I got a photo I'm going to insert right here.
But we made it to the gourmet grocery store, which is closing in an hour. So we had an hour to like look in there. And this wasn't really a grocery store. It was kind of just like a store with cheese, bread.
I feel like they only had cheese and bread.
Like a bunch of random little salami things. Some selection. Desserts. But it was not a place where you get like your groceries to cook at home. It was more like you can get things that they've prepared there. You can get some cheese, which we got anyways because I wanted it for our wine.
Yeah.
And that was about it.
They had anything. They have everything you need for like a cheese board, like a cute snack.
Yes.
It was like a grocery store of just snacks.
Yes, exactly. So we couldn't really get the groceries that we wanted there, which is fine. And then the plan was to take a taxi from the grocery store all the way to our house that we were staying at.
Which
was like 7-minute drive.
Okay.
We can all agree that quality time is precious and there's nothing I love more than connecting with someone over a home-cooked meal. But let's be honest, for most of us, finding time to plan meals and do shopping and cook from scratch can feel impossible most of the times, and that's where Gobble comes in. Gobble meal kits are quality time delivered because unlike other meal kits that send you raw ingredients, all of the Gobble recipes feature pre-prepped ingredients and are designed to be ready in a fraction of the time. Each week, choose from their rotating menu of 18 plus gourmet meals you can mix and match from classic recipes, lean and clean, and vegetarian options. And Gobble will deliver right to your door. Plus, they have lunch options like salads and soups, breakfast kits, and even desserts. We recently made these Baja-style fish tacos, and Yoni and I could not get enough. They were so good and came together so fast. See what a difference Gobble will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal. Get $120 off across 4 boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/thejuice. That's gobble.com/thejuice today for $120 off your Gobble order. This offer is not available on their home site, so don't miss out.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GUNDRYMD.com/energy.
And when we were ready, we like looked around, whatever. We got the cheese and stuff that we wanted.
And they had these little benches in the grocery store. So we sit down with all of our bags and our little snacks. All right, let's find a taxi, right?
Yep. And I basically start, you know, telling Yoni, okay, this is the number for, I had like a bunch of numbers for taxis in the area. And Yoni calls.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened?
I called. The first lady was like, so where do you go? I tell her the address, where we're from. I mean, where we're staying at, you know?
Yeah.
And then she was like, I don't even know where that is. I'm in Baltimore. I'm like, oh, Jesus. Okay, thank you. Like, what are you going to say, right?
Yeah, she hangs up. We call a bunch of other ones.
She was so rude, too. Like, she was very rude. Okay, she just hung up.
I mean, there was nothing. She's like, yeah, this is the wrong city. It's the wrong state.
Yeah, but just be nice. Like, so other people help me out, you know?
Anyways, we called a bunch of other numbers.
Yeah. And finally, well, actually, we didn't find anything that we...
No, everybody had saved. Everybody said, everybody was like, oh, yeah, like this, you know, we're in Hudson Valley, blah, blah, blah. But
everybody wanted to do long distances. Like, nobody wanted to do, like, come to Hudson and then they all
drive
wanted
for
to,
5 minutes.
Yeah, they all wanted to, like, drive to New York or something.
Or drive to the airport or something like that. So, this is very frustrating because we literally, the store that we were sitting in to find a taxi was closing. And what are we supposed to do? Because also for us to walk there, like, yeah, it's a 5 minute drive.
Which is like a 20 minute walk with everything that we were carrying.
I think probably more than that because you also have to walk on the highway. Like it's like a road. It's not a cute little neighborhood thing that you're driving through the neighborhood. Like this is like you go on this road outside.
Yeah, we really looked lost.
So I went to ask the cheese lady. I was like, do you know of any taxis here? She's like, oh, everybody drives here, so I've never had to use a taxi.
Oh, that's what she said?
Yeah. She's like, so I'm not really sure. I'm just like, bro, what are we? I really was starting to think that we're going to have to just ask somebody that works here. Like, if they can give us a ride.
Give us a ride after they get off
and
work.
And like, pay them something. Because what are we? We were going to be stranded.
Yeah.
So, eventually, there was a really nice guy that checked me out when I paid at the thing. He just seemed like the nicest out of everybody in that store.
He did. He was, like, ready to talk to anybody.
Yeah. And he looked at us. He was, like, taking out the trash or something. And I was just like, hey, you know, do you by any chance know any, like, taxi that we can call around this area? We've been calling a bunch, and they're all... like not local and nobody's gonna come here and drive us and we're like staying super close but not close enough for us to walk, whatever. Yeah. And what did he say?
He said, I mean, he was so ready to help.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, you know, I have my this is the taxi that I always takes. I think he drops him off at work.
Oh, I thought he said like, this is a guy I call when I hang out late and need someone to drive me home.
Oh, well, whatever he said, this is a guy that he calls that gets him around, right?
Yes.
And... okay, you know, it's a taxi company. He gave me the number, all that. So I call, right? I call. And then the guy was like, okay, cool. I'll be there in 15 minutes.
Except, didn't you say it was like kind of hard to understand what he was saying?
Oh, it was very hard because he had a really strong accent.
It was a
very strong and heavy accent. So I was like, so, when are you going to be here, right?
Yeah.
And then he answered by telling me, oh, it's going to be $15. So I was just like, okay, it's gonna be $15, but
then after that I was like, damn, you should probably call him back and ask if you can pay with card, because I don't know why it just gave me the vibe that this is drives people around.
It wasn't
like a taxi.
Yeah, that was such a good call. So he told us that it was just cash only.
Yeah.
And so we were like, okay, let us find some cash first. So then we asked the same guy that gave us the taxi
number. Well, actually, no. First, I asked the cheese lady if they get due cash back at the store.
And they said no.
And they said no.
And then I told the other guy. So basically, we went and got some cash, came back, picked us up. I didn't know what car he was in. It was just a random...
Also, it was raining. And we had to go walk
two blocks
while it was raining to find a corner store that had an ATM inside.
Right. So then we got the cash and then we called the guy. I mean, he was already on the way. And it was a random car that we just... got in. It could have been anybody.
Yeah, right. I mean, we knew it was him because he knew we were waiting.
We knew it was him, but who is him?
I don't know.
Exactly.
And it was just like him with his family car.
He didn't have a meter in his car. He didn't have a GPS to see where we're going. He didn't have a sign outside his car to say anything.
That's why I'm like, it's just a guy that probably some people in the neighborhood know that he can just drive them around.
Oh my God, yo, we get in there.
At this point, I'm not even thinking shit. I'm thinking, thankfully, there's a car that can take us somewhere.
Honestly, yeah. But I was also thinking, like, he was very nice.
Yeah, so he seemed chill.
He wasn't sketched out because if he was sketchy, I would have thought, like, okay, we need to be prepared. But he was very nice, dropped us off, talked a little bit, and then he gets to the house. And then he was like, oh, wow, I never got to this house. And then he was like, how much is rent here?
Yeah, I know. So, like, nonchalant.
Yeah.
Not that it's a problem to ask, but I was just like, oh, it was a gift. So, I actually have no idea.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, very nice. And then before he left, I would say, hey, very nice to meet you, but we're going to call you back in 3 days.
No, oh, yeah, because we just knew that we were going to be stuck at this house.
Yeah, exactly. And that would have been even worse.
What?
Being stuck at the house versus at the little center we were at, because there's at least people there. At that house, there's nobody around.
I mean, yeah, but I'd rather be stuck at the house than be stuck. Like, what are we going to do? Just take the train back? I mean, I guess that's like our only option.
Exactly. Stuck at the house. How are you going to get to the train?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So anyways, and then I told him I saved his number. I asked his name and all that. I saved it like I would save like a friend's number, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we got to the house.
The other thing, once we got to the house, you know, as Yoni said, I'm the planner. I figure out all the things. And also I got this opportunity to stay at this house through my work. So I had all the info. The house, beautiful.
Yeah.
Crazy.
The house was really nice.
It was all like glass.
Before we got in the house, I knew that it would be, I mean, from the outside, you can tell what a nice house
is. Yeah, yeah. You can tell that it's like not a standard home.
Yeah, and it's all just one floor. So it was like big, not that big.
It wasn't that big because it was also filled with a lot of shit.
Yeah. So we get there and we get into the little gate. And the first thing I see is the pool. But the pool was covered because
it's been raining and stuff.
Yeah, it's been raining and it wasn't like officially like open yet.
Yeah.
At the time, right? So the first thing I noticed, I don't know about you, but it's all just glass from all sides, right?
Yeah, like the walls are glass.
Yes. And I couldn't figure out what was the door, what was the window, what was just like a glass wall. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then obviously we figured it out.
We
found the door.
We got inside and after we, you know, looked around, saw the house, you know, did a little tour, put our stuff down. The next thing is to actually get some real groceries.
Yeah.
And I, again, relied on the guidance that was provided from this website and app that has all these phones, mm-hmm. homes, whatever, that says that grocery delivery is available.
And what time did we get to the house? Do you remember? Was it 4 o'clock?
I think we got to the house around...
Checking was 4.
I think it was after 4, like closer to 5.
Okay.
So it was around 5 p.m. And I think by the time I was actually sitting down to order groceries, it was maybe 6.
Mm-hmm.
And it said that Instacart was available, which is like a thing that you can use to order groceries online from grocery stores that are nearby. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to sit down, like put in this order, whatever. And by the time I figured out what I wanted us to order, like what ingredients and stuff for what we wanted to eat and what we wanted to make, it said that it was going to take delivery. It was going to get delivered at like 11 p.m.
Hmm. Damn. 11 p.m., it's kind of late already to get anything.
Exactly. Or I think it might have said 10 or 9, and then it kept being pushed back to 10,
yeah,
and then 11. And I was like, I swear to God, if we can't get groceries here,
we're going to die.
We're going to have to leave.
Yeah.
Because what are we going to do? Like, call the taxi guy to drive us to a grocery store and then get groceries and then have him drive us back?
I know.
That's so extra.
That is so extra. But then again, that would have been the only thing we can do because at that point, we only had snacks.
We only had, for that night, for dinner, we had cheese, bread, and wine.
Well, you skipped a little bit because we ended up not getting the groceries that night.
Yeah, we didn't get the groceries that night.
So we go to bed with no food. We just had like this. And honestly, I wasn't like starving. I was good.
That's what I'm saying. So we ate the cheese, wine.
We ate all the snacks.
And bread. Yeah, all the snacks. We got like this focaccia bread and we ate half of it.
Yeah,
that we was ate our
half
dinner.
Of it. And
yeah, so we went to bed with no like groceries in the fridge.
Yeah.
And I went to bed thinking about the groceries and how it was pissing me off the fact that basically there just wasn't anyone available, like to, there wasn't anyone being an Instacart delivery guy.
Yeah. The bedroom was so nice too.
Yeah. I would say I slept pretty good.
I slept really good. That mattress was crazy.
Another thing too was that once it got dark in the, once it got dark outside, because the whole house is made out of windows,
if there were someone outside, they could see every little move that we make in the house.
Yes, because like obviously the lights, there were some lights that were on. Yeah. So at nighttime, it's like I can't really see anything outside
it's
because
pitch
there's
black.
No lights. Yeah, and we were also like in the, you know, forest and the like. There isn't buildings or anything else,
and there's no gate. Like anybody could just walk and just knock on a glass window.
Yeah,
and see you
exactly. And after living in apartments for, you know, so many years, it was just so weird that someone could very easily have access to our front door.
Yeah. Could just walk. And then what, like, what do you do?
I mean, I don't know. It's definitely not the type of neighborhood where some shit would go down. But like, also, Yoni, the first thing he said was like, why does this feel like a horror movie?
Yo, the moment we walked in, I was like, okay, everything is glass. It was just, it kind of gave me the vibe of like, you know, like one of those movies that you get an Airbnb somewhere with your friends or with your partner. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like in a town that you don't know what people do here. You don't know if there's like a stalker in the neighborhood.
You don't know
waits.
If they do some crazy rituals at night.
Yeah. Like you don't know if there's like a crazy person in the neighborhood that's just like watching for the next person to rent a space that they could do something. Anyways, so that crossed my mind like as soon as we got there. But then it kind of disappeared. You know, like I was watching the basketball game. We were trying to figure out what to eat and stuff like that. But at nighttime,
yep,
it came back. But luckily, we can lower the blinds.
Yeah, so we figured out how to close all the blinds. And even though they're not like 100% black, they definitely take away a lot of that.
It was like one button and the whole house just goes like dark. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a really cool like smart home.
Yeah.
The next day, I wake up with groceries on my mind.
Yo, that's so funny. Like, you woke up before me.
Yeah.
When I woke up, I look over and Ellie's like this, just like scrolling.
Trying to figure out this grocery shit, you know? And eventually, I put in the groceries thing that I had to. I put in the order and I just let it go again. I canceled the previous order and then put in another one. And
because the last one the night before, it says that groceries will be delivered around midnight or something,
and then after that it just goes to 10 a.m or like, 9 a.m between 8 and 10 a.m
we don't want anybody coming over here at midnight.
Yeah, I mean, we're still awake, but either way, I just knew that the more like it was going to keep being pushed back, but nobody was available to deliver it, so it doesn't matter. And the store closes too.
I know, right? Like, where are you going to shop?
So anyways, I wake up with groceries on my mind. The order is put in. It says it's going to be here at 8. Then it says 9. Then it says 10. And then finally, some guy, Christopher, shout out to Christopher, says, Christopher, blah, 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 is shopping for your order. So I was just excited. I felt like I couldn't even settle in and be relaxed where we were without having groceries.
Yeah. But once we got the groceries, I went outside. I, you know, picked up the groceries. And then he was a very nice guy, you know. I was like, Christopher? I had to make sure it's him.
Who else would it be?
I was like, Christopher. And I was like, yeah, you know, make sure one of these bags is broken or whatever. So, took it, went inside. And then I feel like our vacation kind of started.
Yeah. The whole morning, we also, like, did a bunch of work. Because we were there from Sunday to Wednesday. Yeah. So, we were there beginning of the week, so we still had like some work to do. But for some reason, like being there at that house felt like, even though I wasn't mad that I had some like work to do,
no, me neither,
because it was so calm.
I was
the house was so big and bright, and
for some reason I was more focused. You ever seen like a really nice office or like a nice house? And this is something I think about all the time. I'm like, man, like, I would get all my work done in this house.
Or
like,
and you just feel like you can...
Like, yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
Like, I would just finish everything I have to do on that beautiful desk.
Yeah.
another thing about the nighttime, like being in the evening and just having like everything we do just exposed.
Yeah, through the windows.
Yes. My sister FaceTimes me, okay, and she asks me, where are you at? And I show her around and she's like, wow, this is really nice. But the first thing she observed was that all the windows are just open. Like anybody can just see you. And she was thinking the same thing. See, this is my sister. We were thinking about the same thing. She was like, you don't think that's like weird or scary or like somewhat dangerous? The fact that anybody could just see you and just walk up to your window or door.
Yeah.
Even though everything was locked, it's still scary.
Yeah.
And at that time, we were in the pool. It was a beautiful pool. We were playing the music outside. I've never been in a pool that had like heated water.
All pools are heated.
Not all pools are heated, babe.
Yes.
Where?
All pools that are like in a home or something are pools that the temperature of the water is not just whatever.
You think so?
Yes.
I don't think so. But okay, that one was really nice.
Okay. We had a pool and a hot tub.
Okay. Yeah, we did. So we were
living it up.
Yeah, I know. It was really, really nice. I was FaceTiming from the pool.
Yeah, me too. I was in the hot tub FaceTiming my mom and my sister.
I've never even done shit like that.
What?
Like being on FaceTime and nighttime in a nice-ass house.
In a pool.
Yeah, exactly. So I was talking to my sister and my mom, and I was telling them what I was doing. And, you know, it's so funny because at first, my mom thought that, because when my sister showed her the screen of me being in the pool and holding the camera like this, my mom thought it was fake. Like, my mom thought it was like a one of those filters.
Oh, for you. Like, you had a filter on.
Yeah, like a filter that makes it seem like you're swimming.
Oh.
So then my sister, I think it was my sister. She was like, yeah, you know, like, look where Yoni is at. And she thought that my sister was joking. Like, she thought that she set up the thing. And then, like, the whole time I'm like, I'm in the pool, you know. I'm just, like, relaxing. And Ali is over there. And then my mom was like, yeah, but, like, it's not real water. And then she's like, go like this with the water.
So funny. You didn't tell me that.
Yeah, it was so funny. I don't know if she was joking or not, but I think she was serious. Like, she thought it was like a filter.
I mean, for like being in, if you didn't tell her that we were going on this trip, why would she think that it's real, you know? Because it is kind of random.
That was so funny. So anyway, so then we got in the hot tub. The water was like a million degrees.
Yeah, I think with the hot tub, you have to, especially because it was pretty cold out at that point. So we couldn't even be in the pool anymore because it was too cold. So we had to go in the hot tub. But the body temperature difference between, you know, your body and the hot tub was so drastic that it felt like boiling water.
I think it was boiling water, babe. What's boiling water? What's the temperature?
200 Fahrenheit.
Oh, damn.
Okay. Yeah, it wasn't boiling. That's like, what? It's fucked up.
No, but that water was so hot. I felt like I could make tea in that water.
I mean, you could probably make some type of tea. And we ended up like lowering the temperature. But I think like once you get in it, even though it hurts a little bit, it will feel good and your body will adjust. It did because you ended up getting inside.
Eventually, I got in it, but I couldn't put my strongest toe in that water.
Yeah, like, Yoni, it was so cute. And then we were just, you know, hanging out in the hot tub. It was amazing. Like, really, I forgot how, I feel like in my mind, hot tubs were underrated. And now I'm going to say hot tubs are the shit.
Yeah. And the hot tub is outside the house.
Yes. So it's like outside the house in the sense that
you're just outside in the wild. Okay?
Anyone can come down the hill from the main road and like come around the corner
and snatch you up, right? So I'm done with the hot tub. I'm ready to get this night over with. You know, I had a good time.
Yeah,
I was
ready to get inside.
Yeah, I'm ready to get inside. And I want to take a shower because, you know, the water, the pool, all that. I don't want to go to bed like that. Just, you know? So I'm like, okay, babe, let's go. She's like...
And I was like, no, I'm not ready. I wanted to look at I realized that you could see the stars really well. So I turn off like the lights outside and I turn off the hot tub light.
So she turns all the lights off.
Yeah, and I'm just like looking at the stars. I was like, this is so nice. I don't want to get out yet.
And I'm standing by the door. I'm like, yeah, but I think like I'm about to shower. Basically, I was worried that somebody's going to come and snatch Allie up.
Yeah,
and
I was just like, first of all, nobody's going to come here.
It's dark. We don't know this town or what happens here.
Okay, but also
we're in a house.
Listen, before you got in the shower, when you were FaceTiming your mom and your sister and you were in the pool, I was in the hot tub by myself.
See, I didn't even know that.
No, you just didn't think about it. You knew I was in the hot tub because you kept trying to get in and it was too hot. So then you kept leaving.
True,
but I was
true,
in the
true,
hot tub
true.
By myself. Music was playing. Lights were on.
That right there is the recipe of like a disaster that could happen and I would have no idea it happened.
Well, either way, I was by myself already. So then when you kept like, you would leave and then be like, okay, babe, like, are you coming? And I'm like, bro, just can I be here?
So I didn't get in the shower until Allie got out the,
yeah,
out the water.
You were just being annoying. So I was like, okay, I'm going to just get out.
Because I don't know why, for some reason, I couldn't let myself take a peaceful shower while Alia is outside in the hot tub with all the lights off. She's just enjoying the stars.
You know, like, I appreciate it. It shows how much you care. But I don't know. I'm not like scared like that. I just don't.
It's not even me being scared, but I'm just like, how are you not scared?
Because that just wouldn't happen.
But everybody thinks that shit wouldn't happen until it happens. Like in the scary movies.
You know what's so funny? Yoni is this cautious about this, but when we're walking on the city, on a New York City night or day or whatever, on the street, and there's like someone, you know, like a guy that's kind of weird, that's kind of yelling and shit like that, Yoni doesn't try to cross the street, doesn't try to like get away from that vibe. He'll walk right by him.
Okay.
To me, that's where I'm more cautious. When I'm in the middle of nowhere, this town is hella small. Most of the people that live here are renting out their homes. And, like, I just don't think that somebody would just come around the corner and stab me to death in the hot tub.
Nah, to me, that sounds more realistic than fucking the weird guy on the street.
You guys let us know.
Let us know, because I think, again, people are going to agree with me right here.
I doubt it.
Because, okay, this is my question to you. If you were Alia, would you stay outside just enjoying the stars in the hot tub by yourself while the other person you're with is somewhere on the other side of the house taking a shower?
First of all, you weren't on the other side of the house. You were in the bedroom, which is exactly next to the hot tub.
Okay, but it's still far away. It's still away from you.
Okay.
I don't know. My sister said she would never do that. She couldn't, like, she wouldn't be able to do that.
Well, that's you guys. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, that's not just us. Watch the comments. That's everybody.
You know what's funny? My mom would be exactly like me.
No, I'm sure.
My mom would just be like, yeah, I'm going to hang out here.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm. You're out, I'm out.
Okay, well, I ended up coming out because you were just ruining the vibe. I was like, I can't even enjoy the stars.
No, I was just like,
I just wanted to be there in some silence, in that warm water. Look at the stars.
Maybe I'm
so
overthinking
beautiful.
It. Maybe it's just like a me thing, but I'm sure there's like way more people who probably think.
Okay, but also
like
nobody came to the house.
I know, so that's good. We made it.
Yeah, so you should just left me alone.
It was a successful night.
Anyways, and that was it. That same night that we made s'mores?
That was the same night we made
s'mores. No, I think it was
s'mores.
It was the next night, but either way.
Yeah, Alia, for some reason, she thinks that you can make s'mores on a gas stove.
Okay, so
which,
for context, what happened?
What happened?
I was really looking forward to some s'mores, okay? I love a good s'more. I don't eat a lot of them because I think just when you put it together, it's kind of, you know, it's a good amount of what it is. So I eat like maybe two or three s'mores. If you don't know what s'mores are, they're this like, I think they're American.
Yeah, definitely American thing. Yeah.
Where you take a marshmallow, you put it on a stick. You put it over a fire, usually outside. So like a bonfire or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then the marshmallow gets roasty toasty on the outside, nice and melty on the inside.
Roasty toasty.
And then you take a graham cracker, you break it in half so you have two pieces, perfect squares.
What did you say? Graham cracker.
Graham. And then you take a piece of Hershey's milk chocolate. It has to be Hershey's, okay? You break about three little bricks. You put it on the graham cracker and then you sandwich the marshmallow on the stick with the two graham crackers and chocolate, and you pull out the stick and then you squish it down and the marshmallow oozes out and it's beautiful. And then that's what a s'more is, if you don't know.
So that's what you wanted to make, but we couldn't do that because it was raining and the wood got wet.
Yes, and it kept raining and we just couldn't be outside in the bonfire while it was raining because it wasn't covered by anything.
Right. We had a fireplace, a fire, what do you call it?
A bonfire.
Yeah, a bonfire. No, in our space.
In our house.
Yeah. That's still a bonfire if it's in the house.
that's a fireplace.
Exactly. That's what I said. You said bonfire.
Well, I didn't know. I thought you were talking about what was outside.
No, inside.
Yeah, so outside was a bonfire. It was raining. So the actual bowl where you make the fire was wet. So we couldn't make it. And then I was thinking inside the house, there was a fireplace. But it was a gas fireplace. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, maybe we'll make the s'mores in the fireplace.
Okay. And why didn't we?
Because it kind of seemed like you don't do that.
Okay. So what's the difference between doing that and doing it on a gas stove?
The difference is mm-hmm. that the gas stove is a way smaller. So basically, I came to the idea that I was like, oh, but we have a gas stove, which has a flame. So we can just turn on one of the little gas eye things and like use the fire there to roast the marshmallow.
Okay.
The difference between that and the fireplace that's also gas powered is the fireplace is way more fire. And also when you turned on the fireplace,
it way more fire. So what are you expecting in a bonfire?
We're not even talking about the bonfire anymore.
I know, but your argument is that it's more fire.
It's more fire than the little gas stove.
Okay.
So it's like I wanted to be able to turn it on and off easily.
Mm.
And the fireplace, it's like you have to press the button, it turns off, then it turns on. Yeah, it's like a lot of fire. Versus the gas stove is way, it's something that you turn on and off way quicker and easier. It's more efficient.
Yeah. Instead of
mm-hmm. So I just was like, you know, we're just gonna do it on the gas stove. And again, like the hot tub, Yoni was like, no, you don't do that.
Because
people don't
gas.
Do that.
It's not just like fire that's like burning from a piece of wood.
Okay.
It's gas.
That is burning into fire. I'm not smoking my marshmallow with gas. Okay.
But to me, it's just so weird to, I feel like.
But what do you do when you're cooking at the gas stove, when you're making eggs?
Okay, I'm not cooking the eggs straight on the fire, right?
Okay, but you're acting as if the gas is seeping into the food. That's not how it works.
Seems like that.
So.
Seems like
if you guys want to actually see this whole scenario happen, we posted on the Patreon. Yoni posted some videos we took of this exact moment. So you can get some really, really authentic experience.
If you want to see how this conversation went in real life, our Patreon is like, I'm gonna put it on the screen somewhere.
Yeah, and it's linked in the description of whatever you're listening or watching, so you can like really see the raw footage.
And let us know
footage.
What you think. Yeah,
I just don't think I had a lot of people that responded to my story saying that they do that all the time.
Okay, so Nicholas said he does that too.
Yeah,
like I
think you just don't really understand how it works. It's like you're not eating the gas. The gas.
Yeah, but the gas is getting in your marshmallow.
No, it's not.
I don't know. I've never done that, but I got to be honest.
Is burning into fire.
Okay, but it was still gas at one point. Anyways, that's just how I am. And
he still ate the marshmallow and the s'more. So
I ate like two of them. Maybe it was pretty good. Got to be honest,
it was really good.
But something about it was like I'm eating something I'm not supposed to eat.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not like it's supposed to be. It's not healthy or anything. But yeah. I was just it was the perfect.
It was
place
good.
To have
and I do appreciate you finding a solution to make s'mores. And it wasn't
as cute as I wanted it to be. You know, I really wanted to get like a cute shot because I also filmed a little YouTube video of this. So
you can also see that on Patreon, by the way.
What?
Of you filming the YouTube?
Oh yeah, but I was gonna say something and I forgot. I wanted to get a cute shot of like us at the bonfire, like making s'mores.
Well, you could have got that. You could have got that on the gas stove and just explained what happened.
I mean, yeah, I could have.
Yeah.
And that's about it, honestly. Yeah. What is the conclusion of this trip that we went on?
The conclusion of this trip is that when you go get Airbnb,
Airbnb, but yeah.
Okay, you make sure you lock the doors and don't be in a hot tub by yourself outside at midnight. And then two, s'mores on a gas stove, you guys, I'm sorry. Those are just my two takeaways from this.
No, I mean, no, no. What's the conclusion of the s'more?
The conclusion is don't do that shit.
How is that still your conclusion?
No, no, I'm just kidding.
For me, because I feel like we didn't really touch on this much.
Okay.
I would say this trip made me realize how much I need peace and quiet.
Okay, I knew you were going to say that. No, it's very true because when we were on the way back to
New York City. When we were taking the train, we were riding the train, we were still in the wilderness.
And at this time, we're sitting together and Alia looks over at me and she's like, I don't know why I feel kind of anxious just getting back to New York City, like the city.
Because it also means getting back to the grind, getting back to the routine, getting back to the back-to-back-to-back work video content. You know?
Right. And I agree with you. And because even though we were there, we were still working.
We were still working.
But it's a different vibe. It's like when you work, like when I was like editing my photos there, I felt so like just calm.
Yeah, it's like I made myself a little coffee. It was so quiet.
So nice. But when you're here, and I'm glad we came here. You know, first year, it was perfect.
Oh, yeah.
We love the energy here. It makes us work that much harder. It makes you want to work when you live here. You know, because everybody is working.
Yeah.
But when you get away for a little bit, you realize how nice peace is.
And if anything, it's also because the contrast is really drastic as we are in the thick of New York City. We are in the middle of this shit.
Yeah, like you go outside and it's just...
And
what was that?
People talking, people walking.
Oh, okay. I thought you made a mouse noise.
I mean, those two. And I don't know. It just basically made me realize how I really need a little bit more quiet. I want to have the option to go to the energy, to go to the craziness in a very accessible way, but with most of my time being spent in a more quiet, more green, more slow energy. And whenever I need, I want that vibe, I can go to it.
Yeah.
But here, I don't have a choice but to always be in it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the realization we had. It was just so nice. I mean, it was a beautiful view. It was kind of chilly a little bit in the mornings. Made like a nice cup of coffee. Made breakfast. That kitchen was like
super. Yo, that house, there's everything you need. Was in that house. Like you can be in your bed and turn on the TV. You can be in your bed and turn on the heater. I mean, whatever you need.
Yeah, it was the like music. A smart home.
It's like each room in that house had a speaker. So with this iPad that they had all around the house, you can just like select the volume or like where do you want the music to play? Do you want it in the living room? Do you want it in the kitchen?
How loud in each room?
Yeah. Do you want it outside by the pool? Okay, let's turn that one off because we're in the bedroom now. It was crazy.
Yeah. It was, it makes you realize that there's actually people that live like this all the time.
Yeah. And just that system alone, I think that alone is $1 million just to have it all like set up.
I feel like $1 million is a lot. It like is. Just for the music thing, I don't think it's like $1 million. That's crazy. Yeah. No. There's no way. But it had a bunch of other things. I don't know. But the house was crazy. The whole experience was crazy. If you guys want to like actually see more of like what it looked like, what we were up to, just visually, I did make a visual diary of us being there. And I think it's really nice and peaceful. And
you already posted it?
No, I have to edit it today. So. I think it might be going live tomorrow, which is also when this episode is going live.
Okay, cool. Oh, I'm excited to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just got to finish it. But yeah, that's about it.
Okay. Thanks for watching. This is a thing. I think let us know if you want us to do more of these things. Like anytime. I think, you know what? Actually, I'm going to finish my thought. Let us know if you want to do more of these, like more stories, because I feel like I really enjoy it. Just telling the story of the things that we did, like super detail-y. But also, we just need to do more things like that.
Yeah, I mean, the more things you do, the more stories you have to tell.
Yeah, and then like I feel like we can just talk about, it's almost like we can talk about just anything for like an hour now. And we just went there for like a few days. So I feel like let's make it like a priority to like
have more stories.
Yeah, and go somewhere more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I totally hear you.
Because we have new things to talk about.
This season has been the most story heavy season so far.
Yeah,
true. You know, because I also like how sometimes we'll be taking like we have a topic that is based on a story.
Yes.
You know, so it's like intertwined with what we're talking about. That's like a bigger message, but it's origin the from the story. Yeah.
Or just tell the whole story.
Or that too.
Like whenever we're going to go to Philadelphia, we're going to do another episode like that.
Yeah, of course, anywhere we're going to go.
Yeah.
So thank you guys for listening. We hope you have a great rest of your day. Shout out to everyone that is still tuning in every week. We love you, appreciate you. Let us know if you guys have any topics, things that are coming up that you want us to talk about that seem relevant to, I don't know, the summer,
today's
warmer
society.
Days. Okay, today's society.
Yeah.
Things that are going on. We're recording this as the Met Gala just happened, which is cool.
Any thoughts on the Met Gala? Or should we do that on Patreon?
I feel like, I don't know. I don't really care that much.
You kept showing me outfits.
Yeah, I like put it on to just, I put it on because it's just cool to see like who shows up, who they show up with and what they wear.
And it's crazy that everyone is in town right now. Like everyone is like here.
Yeah. And then I just kind of judge people's outfits. Hmm. Is it on theme? Is it not on theme? Is it like look good? Does it not?
Is it on theme?
All right, anyways, bye. We're going to head over to Patreon and we're going to talk about
some beef.
We're going to talk about some beefity beef.
Why do you call it like that?
I don't know.
Drake versus Kendrick Lamar.
Slash a little bit of J. Cole because he exited way back.
Yeah, J. Cole did a good thing by exiting early, and I love J. Cole.
And we'll talk all about it.
Yeah, we're going to talk all about that on Patreon. We ran out of time today, and then, because otherwise, honestly, we could have done it here, but our thing would have been like two hours
too
long.
We always try to keep around the
week. And then if we do it next week, it's going to be way too late and not relevant. So, Drake
thank you guys for
Kendrick
listening.
Lamar. Yeah, thanks for listening. Shout out to everyone. I was talking and Ali was
I thought you were saying so, yeah. And I thought you were going to conclude it. But then you just...
All right. Shout out to everybody's dog. We appreciate you watching. And we'll see you next week or on Patreon if you want to hear some juicy stuff.
Exactly. Have a great rest of your day.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.